There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Kydex that is indestructible with a lifetime warranty, but it's become so much more than that. Now with the Contact series they have entered, they have taken hard-shelled Kydex and seamlessly melded this to tactical nylon in a very, very low-profile setup. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Baltimore is in a downward spiral. Things are becoming worse there. And recently, the city of Baltimore has asked for assistance from the feds in investigating homicides. Now, here's what I would say to that. Right now, the people of Baltimore should be looking at the people that asked for this help and saying to them, why did you set things up to where we have to ask for outside help? Why does somebody outside of the jurisdiction that we elected you to run, why do you need to call them in to come and run it for you? You've got 10 agents right now that, if they're not already there, they are headed there from the various, you know, ABC alphabet soup agencies that are going to help the Baltimore Police Department with their overwhelming pile of unsolved cases. It's going to take a lot more than that, though. One thing about in the news, they were talking about, you know, I thought the police commissioner in Baltimore was black. He was just a fraud. They fired him. Anyway, all of this began, of course, with the Freddie Gray incident. You know, that one, where he was in the van, you know, died, that one. Since then, their mayor, Rawlings, has been out there openly catering to the mob. Openly catering to the mob. They've gutted their best officers, particularly the command staff. They've resigned in droves in fear and self-defense because they're not even going to bother. They're not even going to bother anymore. We see this also in New York, where everybody, you know, the other day I saw Giuliani talking about de Blasio, and Giuliani's police commissioner is the same one de Blasio has now, and Giuliani, one of the ways he solved crime was to get homeless people off the streets. Now they're trying to decriminalize things like urination in the street, where that just becomes okay. And everybody's out there going, well, Bill, that's really a victimless crime. Well, you got to have a standard. You got to have a standard of civilization. But that's all beside the point. In Baltimore right now, what they have is very scant, hesitant police coverage. And they're enjoying a sweeping crime wave. Homicides so far for 2015 have already surpassed the total for all of 2014. And that's just the ones they're admitting they know about. Lesser violent crimes are off the chart. It's not a very good time to be living in or around Baltimore. And yet, liberals insist that these frightening results don't matter. Their intentions are the important part. They intend for certain good things to happen, and that's all we need to be worried about. In the meantime, good people are suffering from violent crime. And for some reason, nobody ever understands this whole thing about Satan's biggest lies. There's no consequences to what we do. Which is the liberal, you know, that's the liberal mantra. Don't worry about it, do it. If it feels good, do it. Along with this, one of the things we've got going on right now is this, we've got a new term. It's a scary term. The new term out there now is depolicing. This is what the cops and their superiors are calling it as they systematically withdraw from stopping and checking and investigating, frisking, pulling over, interrogating, and arresting black people. This is primarily urban, by the way. This is primarily urban. Not all over the place, to be sure, but primarily urban. The cops don't want the grief anymore. Has to be something to that, doesn't it, in these urban areas? When you look at how many black people kill other black people, there has to be something to that to a certain degree, doesn't it? So they're getting into depolicing. Chicago cops said 10 years ago when we stopped a suspect in a black neighborhood, that person had two choices, run or comply. But now more and more suspects are refusing to comply with lawful orders, take their hands out of their pockets, produce a driver's license, or answer simple questions about what they're doing in that neighborhood with a bulging backpack at 1:30 a.m. And they know we can't or won't do anything about it. Defiance is now the rule. They're becoming targets as well. So, I mean, when here's the thing. If I saw a video of a Caucasian. It's not just black people doing this. I saw a video of a Caucasian who's quite vile to a police officer. I don't know why the police officer pulled him over or why the police officer got out of his car. The guy had like three cameras mounted in the front of his car. He had a camera in his hand. He probably had cameras in the back of his car and everything. And he was just cussing this police officer out. Now, I don't... Let me throw this challenge out here. I don't know how many of you have ever been surveilled. I've been surveilled before. I've been surveilled by people that are anti-gun in an attempt to intimidate me. I don't really know how that works because when the anti-gunners show up without a gun and I show up with a gun, I don't know exactly how that intimidation factor works, but they do it. They do it. They do it all the time. Whenever that happens, I call the cops. Now, wait a minute, Bill. They're just sitting on a corner with a camera aimed at your house, not bothering anybody. Maybe that just sort of bothers me to a certain degree. There's no reason on God's green earth to sit on a corner in my neighborhood and film my house. My house is not animated. It doesn't move. It doesn't have a nice light show or anything happening about it. So there's no reason to do it other than to let me know that you're filming me. So that part of it just cracks me up. So what if you wake up tomorrow in an area where they're depolicing and you call the cops and say, there's somebody filming my house right over here. And the cops say, we're not coming out for that. Or they just simply don't show up because you've been depoliced. What then? And that does happen occasionally. It happens to me. It does happen to me. If I'm sitting somewhere, I don't stay up that late to do it anymore. But I mean, one of the things I tell my son, I have a young son that he and his friends will go out. And in this town, there's really nothing to do after a certain amount of time as far as I know. But I don't stay up late. One of the things I'm concerned about is that they're going to interact with cops, which for some reason he never does. And he would handle himself quite well. He's quite level-headed. But at the same time, that's still, one of those things that I just don't want to happen for various reasons. And, if you're parked somewhere, if you're doing something at an odd time, there's a chance you're going to interact with them. And the depolicing is, this is a problem. This is a problem. They're either going to be targeted. Nowadays, if somebody gets arrested for shooting a cop, thing is, let him go. He only shot a cop. Cops have become dehumanized. So there you have it. There you have it. Coming up on the next break, we're going to be right back. When we get back, what is it that I wanted to talk about? This is pretty important, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, goodness gracious, I can't stand it. I'll get to it sooner or later. Oh, yeah. Are you prepared or unprepared? On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The OSH paddle holster, to me, that this should be one of the things like the wheel. I like, you know, there's a lot of paddle holsters out there, and I'll name a couple of brands because I don't like them. Phobos and Blackhawk. And with those paddle holsters, which with the holster that you're going to conceal carry with, you want it close. With those holsters, they go in, they're out a little further, and that means they print. So when G-code with the OSH with the paddle attachment, as tight as it hugs you, that's exactly the way it should be. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There is a pilgrim at the New York Times named Timothy Egan. He wrote a little article called Guns and the Two Americas. In this article, he makes quite a few assumptions and presumptions about the South and the American gun owner, which, you know, they look upon my region of the world up there in the great enlightened Northeast. They look at us like a bunch of backwater rubes, which is fine. Don't ever move down here. But he also makes some assumption presumptions about gun-free zones and the ability of good citizens to stop a mass shooter. Now, he uses the Mall of America and airports as his illustration of what we should do nationwide. So let's look at his examples and see if they are the models of safety that he thinks they are. Minnesota's Mall of America is officially a gun-free zone, and recently there was some, you know, there was some chatter out there that it was going to be targeted. And Jay Johnson, the Department of Homeland Security's secretary, got out there and said, people shopping there, well, keep going there shopping, of course, but just be aware. Just be aware. So, you know, that way when you're sitting there being aware and you're there enjoying your Chick-fil-A and you've been shopping all day and you look up and say, oh, look, some jihadis coming around the corner with some AKs. At least I know how I'm going to die, but I'm sad because I'll never get to wear these shoes out. That was his advice. In the Mall of America, if you're not a cop or a mall cop, you aren't supposed to be armed. That policy, by the way, relies on a sign. There are no metal detectors that I know of going into the Mall of America. Once you get inside, things can get creepier because you could be questioned by security, in uniform or not, who has actual authority to stop you or not. They can land you in the basement for a more extensive interrogation at the Mall of America. The mall's director of security in 2008, Douglas Reynolds, even claimed that the number one source of actionable intelligence... He was the number one source of actionable intelligence to a state's law enforcement intelligence center. That's quite the claim to make. That really is. Now, I can't speak for young Mr. Pilgrim Egan on this one, but when I see a statement like that, I wonder what country we're, you know, talking about. I go to my local mall, which is no longer a gun-free zone, for one reason. And one, well, actually for two. The Apple store is there, and I can't do without it. I'm sorry. And they have some really good places that I can buy clothes for my granddaughter. And that's it. That's the only reason I go. But before that, when it was a gun-free zone, I didn't go. Or if I did go, I made sure I went. In South Carolina, with a gun-free zone, they have to have a sign, the correct sign, in the correct space, on every door entering the dwelling, no matter how big it is and how many doors they have. And at my mall, for some reason, J.C. Penney didn't have those signs. And since they made the whole mall a gun-free zone, I think J.C. Penney is suffering now because they don't have the foot traffic they used to have. But that's all beside the point. What this guy's saying is basically, it's sort of reminiscent of, you know, the Soviet Union, the Stasi, if you will. Now, for most shoppers there who are blissfully unaware that there's anything beyond their mobile phone and what they got going on later today, it doesn't matter. But as a citizen that lives in a world of civil rights and the Bill of Rights and everything, this should be a really big deal. A story like this will show you how a threat to liberty is not the exclusive action of government and how rights come as a bundle. You don't get gun rights without defending privacy rights as well, for example. And Egan passes this off as a joke about mall cops, adding that the Mall of America trusts them more than well-armed shoppers to protect people as they should. But what about places with metal detectors? Wouldn't they be safe too? Then he goes into airports. And for some reason, if you take off your belts and your shoes, that makes it a safe place, despite the fact that the TSA has achieved a 95% failure rate at finding weapons smuggled through by investigators, and stories about regular people getting through them show up over and over again, whether unintentionally or with the help of airline employees. I really think he didn't do any due diligence at all. I mean, I think he looked at that and said, well, they got the TSA there. So, you know, from that point on, they've got to be safe. They've got to be safe. And here's the fact of the matter, that most of these guys in the Northeast that looks at me as a knuckle-dragging mouth breather, this is the thing they don't understand. There's no such thing as a gun-free zone. Nothing at all. There is no such thing as a gun-free zone. Even I, as a knuckle-dragging mouth breather, know this. I know that there's such a thing as a sign. And signs, you know, if you put signs out, like let's say you have signs ringing your establishment that says you're a gun-free zone, they don't throw up an invisible force field to where if you have a gun hidden on you, it stops you from passing through. They don't. And this is, you know, amongst people like this Timothy Egan cat, I would say that this is incredible naivete on the part of this person. In an instant when things really went bad in front of him, he's going to die with a shocked expression on his face. And that's really too bad about the indoctrination of the Northeastern citizen of the United States. We should look at this and stick our lips out in a pout and feel bad for them. Because they've really been led the wrong way. They've been told a bunch of lies, and they believe it. Oh, my gosh, don't they? So, that part of it, it just makes me sad that that's the way they want to go. But it doesn't surprise me, because this has been indoctrinational. It's been generational, and it's been successful. So all we can do is take care of ourselves and hope for the best for our fellow countrymen in the Northeast who don't know any better. When we get back, Los Angeles gangs have issued out a warning about a killing contest. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I wanted to build something called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, which, you know, I was designed with ISIS in mind, but it'll work with lots of things. And I put one, I thought I put a pretty one, pretty good one together. And then G-Code came out with the Contact Series. And I took that bag that I had packed everything in, and I burned it. Now my ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag is the G-Code Traveler's Bag from the Contact Series. I did a little short video tease on it the other day. This is some tech that, I mean... I'm surprised nobody's thought of this before, and that's what makes it so special, because for some reason nobody ever thought about putting this together this way. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I really, truly don't understand. Well, let me rephrase it, okay? Unless you're from the Northeast or the Left Coast, I don't understand how anybody can be a gun control advocate nowadays. Even if you're in those places, because that's where all the bad stuff is happening, is where you have these gun control bastions. Now, right now, and how do you walk around in those areas and even feel remotely safe? You have to be one of the sheep, bleating about your day, bleating, bah, bah. That's how you go about your day. You're checking your phone, checking your Facebook. Is that a real gun? I mean, you know, that's the day. Now, in L.A., everybody knows that in Los Angeles they have some of the toughest and most ruthless and violent gangs in the country. However, recently they've decided to sort of up the ante. And for those of you that might have had a wholesome, innocent, and ignorant belief of safety in your country or in your city, L.A., welcome to today. A week ago, a member of the Rollin' 100 gang, KP, was murdered. And since then, the local gangs have started a killing contest. Whoever kills 100 innocent people in 100 days first wins. wins. Now, in case you don't know, Rolling 100 is a conglomerate of a handful of Crips gangs. Crips are one of the most dangerous, largest, and violent gangs in the country, whose primary turf in Los Angeles is between Western and Normandy Avenues. These gangs are very specific in where they kill people. Now, as it should be, the contest has sparked fear and terror in the city's innocent residents. But just in case the rest of the nation is feeling left out, don't worry, it's not stopping with L.A. Experts say that gangs across the country will quickly join into this contest and create one of their own because, you know, they don't want to be outdone. There's a lot of people out there that will tell me that I'm crazy for saying this. A lot of this I attribute to MTV. When MTV actually showed video back in those days, when they actually showed music video, like I had never seen, and I believe they're referred to as hoopties, and actually the technology behind them is ingenious. I really don't know how they make them work, but they make them work. And that's where you take a regular car and put tires on it that were designed to be on an earth mover and then ride around town in them. I had never seen those until I saw MTV, and then they're everywhere. And the idea, and young people, if they see something's cool, whether they're gang members or not, they're going to copy it. So the idea that these young gang members are going to say, well, LA's doing it, we got to do it too. So that doesn't surprise me. To make it even more terrifying and sick, women and children are not off limits. The game started over the weekend, and already one man is dead and 12 others, women and children included, were senselessly gunned down and left in critical condition. Two children, ages 4 and 11, were shot with their mother in their vehicle. The gunman, who's still at large, just walked up to their vehicle and opened fire. Are you still a gun control supporter? Do you still believe that you can safely exist in this country where the bad guys are the only ones that have a gun and the cops have to be called to bring a gun to you? Have you ever thought about that? When you make a call to the cops, you're calling a guy with a gun. Or you could just have a gun yourself. At some point, just to feel good about the species, I would like for mankind to wake up one day and just coalesce into one moment of, you know, shared consciousness and realize that criminals don't follow gun laws. Criminals don't follow any laws. It's the basic citizen, you know, the ones that keep dying, they generally follow the law. And it's the laws in some places, like in L.A., that are getting them killed. Every time a tragedy occurs involving a gun, everybody sits back and says, how can we stop this from happening? And then they institute more gun control, which probably led to this being that way in the first place. It's like blaming the spoon for getting somebody fat or blaming the car for a DUI crash. It's ridiculous to blame the gun and then systemically ban them going to good American citizens, especially in a state like California, where some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. What are these scared, terrified citizens supposed to do? Here are their two realistic options, and none of these involve, by the way, getting out there and demanding your rights and voting the bums out and all this other stuff, because that's not going to happen anytime soon. So here's the two options. Here's the two options they have today in Los Angeles. Never leave your home. That's option number one. Option number two, go out, get shot, and hope that you're still alive in 15 to 20 minutes when law enforcement finally shows up. Those are your two options in a state like California, because even if you wanted to carry a concealed weapon for self-defense, it is practically impossible to obtain that permit. Out of 9 million gun owners in California right now, there's a court case going on right now trying to make that different, but, you know, it's all interesting. It's not for the Californians, it's terrifying, but it's very interesting to me. 50,000 permits out of 9 million gun owners in the state of California. In the meantime, while everybody sits around and says, well, I can't carry a gun because it's against the law, rest assured that the gangbangers carry guns. Wherever they go, as often as they want, whatever kind of gun they can get. They're not out there. The gangbangers don't get out there and say, you know, I like a Glock 17. You know, I listened to Bill Frady and I bought a SIG 320. They're not doing that. They just want something that launches bullets. And it'll get handed to them. That'll be the one they carry. They're not going to be especially good with it, but when you just walk up to a car and fire into it, children that are just looking at you and don't even comprehend what's about to happen to them, you don't have to be a really good shot. I can't think of a better time to be a gun rights supporter and carry a self-defense firearm. I don't understand how the liberal lawmaker will stand there and tell America that they cannot defend their own lives when criminals are not only effectively defending theirs, but taking lives as well. How on earth do you just sit by idly and let the government essentially give the violent gangs permission to put a target on your back? Like in New Jersey with Steve Sweeney, who carries a gun. He won't allow anybody to carry a gun, but he has a gun. Steve's got his. Coming, you know, for some of these politicians, there needs to be a electoral reckoning. There does. There needs to be a electoral reckoning. And they need to be turned out and fired. And I know how reality works and everything, but, you know. I can sit here and wish all I like. This is America, after all. After all, when we get back, they're talking about taxing guns out of existence on the left coast. They can't ban them, so let's tax them out of existence. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time on the firing line on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. GECO is, they have been innovating, I often say generations. It's more like iterations, because the first gen of equipment that they were making, I still carry to this day. It hasn't degraded one iota. And the new stuff they've got coming out now just makes you sit back. And if you look at the first iteration, you're sort of like, I would never have expected this to come from them. And that's why you need to go to tacticalholsters.com and check them out. No, Dan, I have not bought extra mags for the 226 just yet, although I did get a few with it. I did get a few with it, so I've got enough to carry. But I do want some spares so I can go train with it, and I do want that. Now, if you're listening at KBDV in Forks, Washington, tell your friends in Seattle, unless the signal is actually reaching that far. I don't know how big the signal is. I know how big it is. I know by numbers, but I just don't know how far it goes into Seattle. Tell your friends in Seattle to move out of Seattle. Because in Seattle, some of those left coast politicians have decided to do something that is so intuitively stupid and against their own publicly stated intent that it is beyond the pale. Because of this whole pesky Second Amendment thing, they've decided to get creative to infringe upon the liberties of their citizenry there in Seattle. In Seattle, the City Council's Education and Governments Committee have taken up this bill that I've talked about before, the ammo tax. And they're going to push forward a plan to tax every gun and every single burret that is sold in the city. For guns, it's going to be $25 per gun. For ammunition, it is 2 cents for every round of 22 and a nickel for any other piece of ammunition. Depending on how much you shoot, that's a real quick. Now, they're not going to come out and say this is an open attack on the Second Amendment. Of course not. That would be stupid electorally. No, this is to raise money to combat gun violence. Councilman John Okamoto had the usual doom and gloom gun grab mantra spewing out of his open face. I don't think we can stand idle and do nothing when we are seeing this epidemic in our city. We can't wait for the state. Let me tell you what this is going to do in Seattle to the gun business in Seattle. The gun business is going out of business because they can only regulate what's bought in Seattle. They can't regulate what somebody that lives in Seattle goes outside of Seattle, say to Forks where KBDB is, and they buy their ammo there. If I were a gun businessman right now in Seattle, I'm looking for a piece of property just on the other side of the city limits. Now, not only is this not going to do anything they say it's going to do, it's not even going to combat the Second Amendment well. And in fact, the what's going to actually happen is they're going to be denied the tax income they would get by these businesses being in the city because they just drove them out of the city. This is the stupidest nickel and diming I've ever seen in my life. And how is this going to help stop or help or stem the epidemic, quote-unquote, that they're facing? It isn't. Gun owner Ian Birmingham said the motives behind the council is obvious that what they're trying to do, damage and hurt the local businesses, under the guise of doing something to protect or raise money to fight gun violence. And it is obvious. They're going to lose money on the deal. With this, while the city estimates the gun violence tax would raise between $300,000 and $500,000 a year, the truth is it will lose $1 million a year. So if you're a citizen of Seattle, and let's say you're anti-gun, when this actually takes place and when it actually unfolds, get ready to see a tax increase somewhere to make up for that $1 million loss. The gun businesses will move out of the city. They will move out of the city. Guns do not have historically a high markup. Their council, by the way, their numbers based on background checks and licensed dealers in the city and state. But the owner of Precise Shooter, Sergei Solyanik, said the formula is ridiculous. They don't understand the areas that they're trying to regulate, and they didn't try to talk to any of us. Along with Precise Shooter, Outdoor Emporium is another dealer prepared to move out of the city. They are going to lose their shirts on this. In the name of gun control. Once again, this has nothing to do with what it's actually going to do. It's about the intention. These guys, here's the problem with this. This is what cracks me up about this stuff. All of these leftist intentions, we saw this here in South Carolina with Boeing. Boeing built a facility here in South Carolina without a union. And it may have been in Oregon or Washington State, I'm not sure, wherever Boeing was at that particular time that they had the other place, there was a big injunction and the, what was it? I can't remember which federal agency enjoined them, and then they found out that those guys were appointed illegally by Obama when the Congress was not actually in recess, so they couldn't be called recess appointments. I can't remember what it was called. But they tried to project their force. And, that's the problem, because there's still enough freedom in the country where you can move. And the liberal, they're about to learn the hard way, the liberal governance of higher taxes work just as well as gun-free zones. It's not going to work at all. It's not going to attach any sort of change to their epidemic of crime is happening in Seattle. Something happening in Seattle that I don't know about. Although I will say this in closing. With everything that Obama's put in place, we're about to enjoy an uptick in crime. We need to look at, in crime rather. We need to look at this sort of like we need to be looking at Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious was something that was put together so that they could say, look at all this extra violence. We need to do something about the guns. Well, now we've done everything but become Islam is us with this administration. We've got certain tenets of Sharia law happening in the federal government. We've got a porous southern border. We're about to see an uptick in crime. And here's the thing that's going to bother me. Actually, this is actually going to be a good thing, I think, to a certain degree, because this whole black-white thing will go away because there's more Hispanic gang members. Yeah. Trump's correct for the most part. He's correct for the most part. While you got the regular people wanting to come and just pick peaches and escape violence and make their lives better. A lot of criminals coming over too. A lot of criminals. Most of your illegal immigrants live in Texas and in California. And yet 25% of all federal criminals in the federal system are illegal aliens. 25%. So, I mean, smoke that. So we're about to see an uptick in crime. And we're going to have to become multitaskers. Because we're going to have to deal with that, and we're going to have to pay attention to the yahoos that are taking us down the primrose path. But if you're listening right now at the great KBDB, and you live in Seattle, get ready to start making a short road trip to go buy your stuff and deny your left coast politician his tax money. Please. That cracks me up. That kind of idea works the same as climate change. You know, they want to impose carbon credit. They want to impose carbon credit and climate change and clean air and this and that and the other. And yes, we could create this bubble of clean air, but it's going to move. And then what's going to come behind it is all of that other air from India and China, where they're involved in this big giant industrial explosion. And we'll be constantly cleaning the air that gets sent to us, and it'll never go away, and it won't matter what we're doing, because air moves too. It's the same basic premise, the same basic fail. As long as there's mobility, there's no way to go totalitarian. I started to get a little enjoyment out of that. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.